Right. Please be seated. Right. Okay, well, normally it's somebody an awful lot younger than me doing all-age sermons, so I hope you can put up with me. It's a granddad's turn today. And it is an all-age service, so that's the way it's fallen out this time. And I want to do this sermon, I wanted to do it fairly quickly. I want to see how short I can make it. And that rather depends on you, because this sermon is going to consist of six questions, which is why I've got the microphone, and three comments. So let's see how we go, shall we? Now, this is all about our first reading. This is St. Paul going along the road to Damascus. And the first question is, whose side was Paul on at the beginning of the story in our first reading? Was he on God's side or on the side of evil? So whose side was St. Paul on? Anybody? I mean, we're all children here, so we can all put our hands up. Nobody knows who's...
He thought he was on God's side.
This is entirely true. Whose side was he actually on?
He was on the wrong side.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. That's fairly easy. And that only took 25 seconds. whose side was God on at the beginning of the same story? Whose side was God on?
The good side.
Oh, yeah. Can you say that nicely?
I said the good side.
Yeah.
The good side.
The good side. Yeah, see, God was always on the good side. So we've now got St. Paul, who is quite convinced that he's on the right side and he's actually on the wrong side, and we've got God, who is on the good side. So I'm going to ask a third question. Where did Paul think he was going at the beginning of the story? And what did he think he was going to do when he got there? Let's come a bit further back and see if anybody knows where he thought he was off to.
Going to Damascus, he was going to catch the people who were still practicing Christianity.
I know, those dreadful Christians, he had to try and put a stop to them. And he was on his way to Damascus to put a stop to that. So, now, fourth question. Where did God think Paul was going? And what did God think Paul was going to do? Ah, so we're coming to the intelligent part of the congregation here now. So I'll resort to the choir in a minute. So what did God think that, where did God think that Paul was going, and what did God think he was going to do?
He was going to be told when he went into the city.
He was going to be told when he went into the city, and God knew more than Paul did, didn't he?
Yes.
What did God know?
What was going to happen to him to be converted.
Yeah, he knew that Paul was going to change around and things were going to be different. He was going to be the best thing that Christianity had had so far. So Paul was going to change. Oh, now. Now, difficult one, but someone will get it right. Where was Jesus during the story? Oh, right, that's... I bet somebody in the choir knows. Yep, I'm on my way. Here we come. There we go. Right, so where was Jesus during this story?
He was both with God and, at that point, with Saul as well.
Yep, I think we've got it about right there. God... When Jesus had risen from the dead and ascended into heaven, he had transcended this simple human body, and he was where he is now, which is, only one word, here. wherever here might be. So, just as he was here for Saul, or Paul, on that journey, so he is here with us today. So that's where Jesus was. And the sixth question, at the beginning, Paul was working for Jesus' enemies. Who was he working for in the end? Yes, would you like to say it again?
For Jesus.
For Jesus, yes, he was working for Jesus. So, now that's, 3.5 minutes, I'm running late. Right. So, Jesus is, these are my little three little points to finish with. Jesus is everywhere, talking to us all the time, just sometimes we notice. And it can make all the difference to our lives, like it did for St. Paul. Saul became St. Paul. Remember, secondly, that Jesus loved Paul even before Paul knew him. Jesus loved him when he was a murderer. However bad we think we are, he loves us just the same, and that never stops. And third, Jesus knew that once he had got Paul's attention, he could help Paul to become a different person, a better one. He can and does do this all the time. So get to know yourself and see how he can help you too. That's all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.